And it's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. This is the hour we play the pre-war recordings going back before World War II. I'm going to start this week with one of the heavy hitters from down in the Delta. It's Son House, a two-parter called Preaching the Blues.
Oh, I'm gonna get my religion. I'm going down the Baptist church. I'm gonna be a Baptist preacher, and I sure won't have no one. Oh, I'm gonna preach it through now. Yeah, I want everybody to shout. I'm gonna roll my time on up. Oh, in my room, I bow down to pray. Oh, I'm in my room, I bow down to pray. Daddy Blue, come along and it blow my buried way. I got the longest line.
If I could holler just like a mountain giant, if I could holler just like a mountain giant, I'd go up on a mountain, holler my baby back. There is one thing sure to worry me. There is one thing sure to worry me. My good girl packed a suitcase, walked off and left for me. Lord, Lord, see what a fix she left me in. Lord, Lord, see what a fix she left me in. I ain't got no home. and I ain't got no friends. Run away to worry off my mind. I'm going away to worry off my mind. And I won't be here wringing my hand and crying.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're still here. That's Jimmy Yancey from December 1943. Thing called White Sox Stomp. He was a groundskeeper at the old Comiskey Park back in the 40s. In the discography, it shows that it's on the abbreviation is SE. And SE stands for Special Edition, which I have never heard of. And when I went online and tried to look it up, they didn't really offer any kind of information. So anybody has any ideas or any knowledge of Special Edition, I imagine it would be something like Mo Ash and his labels, and there was solo art, which was specifically devoted to piano players. So I assume it's something like that. We'll have to see what I can find. Anyways, that's White Sox Stomp from December 1943. Jimmy Yancey rounding out that set. We started with Son House and one of his pre-war recordings. There were just a handful of them, and these were, there were, I think, a couple of them, two or three of them were two-parters. This was Preaching the Blues, Parts 1 and 2, from May of 1930, of course, for the Paramount label. Then we listened to Calvin Frazier from October 1938, a session which produced a lot of sides. Highway 51 was what we listened to there. After Calvin Frazier, it was the Reverend Gary Davis, only at this point I don't think he was a reverend. He just was a blind guitar player. Blind Gary Davis from July 1935, and I'm throwing up my hands. Then we listened to another guitar workout. It's Blind Blake from October 1927, the Seaboard Stomp, and that brought us around to Jimmy Yancey and the White Sox Stomp from December 1943. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Time now for some classic blues singers. We'll start the set with one of the heavy hitters. It was Ma Rainey and Ida Cox were the big guns over at the Paramount label. This is Ida Cox.
I'm going to Chicago, John, but I can't take you. I'm going to Chicago, John, but I can't take you. A monkey man can do. Not a monkey man can. Monkey man over there. I got a monkey man can. Monkey man over there. If monkey bean want money, I'd be a Chicago millionaire. Got 14 men,
like a mustard plaster. All his loving I crave, I don't care if it takes me to my grave. Just so I get my loving early every morn.
Thank you.
Right. I'm quite ready. That was Madeline Davis and the Landlady's Footsteps from September 1927. And the interesting thing is they think it's Casino Simpson on piano. Are you familiar with Casino Simpson? If I tell you who he was, you'll remember if you've ever heard this story before. He's the guy who was committed to an insane asylum because he tried to kill Frankie Halfpint Jackson. And so they thought he was sort of, he was a great piano player, but he's a little unhinged sometime. If you ask me, they probably should have committed the banjo player and the kazoo player along with Casino Simpson, because those guys didn't have much of a clue there. September 1927, Madeline Davis, Landlady's Footsteps. We started with Ida Cox and her classic Chicago Monkey Man Blues from March 1924. Lovey Austin was her constant accompanist. Lovey Austin, piano, Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet, Tommy Lanier, or do you say Ladnier, on cornet, and Charles Harris on the alto. Ida Cox. Then Viola McCoy, Buzzin' Round from May of 1924, Fletcher Henderson on piano. I don't think he ever played better solo piano on record that I've ever heard. Virginia Liston on the OK label, Early in the Morning from October 1924, getting a lot of help there. Louis Armstrong on the trumpet, Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Charlie Irvis on trombone, Clarence Williams piano, and Buddy Charles on the banjo, Virginia Liston. We listened to Ruth Coleman in the original Charleston Strut from September of 1923, Leslie Hutchinson, Hutch is his nickname, there on piano, and that brought us around to Madeline Davis. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Here's a couple of sides by Leroy Carr.
Everything I do, blues like I do, is wrong. Everything I do looks like I do it wrong. Ever since my dear Lord, mother has been gone, and it looks like this whole world is down on me. This whole world is down on me. But I ain't no bad fellow, and I don't intend to be. Everybody tells me I have a sin. Everybody tells me I have their sympathy. But they can't do what my mother done for me. If I could only hold my heart right in. Show everybody just what I had to say. Someday, I will be 6 feet in my grave. Someday, someday, I will be 6 feet in my grave. Then I won't have to be mistreated like a poor old slave.
Thank you. when she see me, she got a smile on her face. Trying to jive me, she ain't been no place. You know she doing me wrong. Yeah, she doing me wrong. Now tell me, mama, why don't you do me right? Yes, when she come home, she jumps right in the bed. She says she ain't drunk, she got to swimming in the head. You know she doing me wrong. Yeah, she doing me wrong. Now tell me, mama, why don't you do me right? Come the day, it won't be long. You will be sorry that you drove me away from home. But it's too bad. Yes, it's too bad. Well, it's all over now. When I was in trouble, had my ups and downs, I looked for you, baby. You could not be found. But it's too bad. Yes, it's too bad. Well, it's all over now.
Jazz Gillum, in the days before Little Walter, were two harmonica players, Sonny Boy Number 1 and Jazz Gillum. We heard a pair there from Jazz. First, You're Doing Me Wrong, December 5th of 1941. Horace Malcolm, piano, Big Bill Brunzi, guitar, Alfred Elkins on the bass, and Jazz on harmonica and vocal. And then It's All Over Now from that very same session, two by Jazz Gillum. Before that, we had two by Leroy Carr. First, Gone Mother Blues, and then Midnight Hour, both of them from the same session, March 1932. Leroy Carr, piano and vocal, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Let's see how long this record is going to be. See if we're going to make it to just about the end. No, I'll have to talk one more time. Every once in a while, if I get stumped on a record to play, we grab one of these chain gang things. This one goes almost 7 minutes, so I'm almost home. We'll let this take us to the end of the hour. We'll identify the station, and we'll come back with our number four. Again, this is from August of 1965, just the chain gang, generic, and a thing called Hammer Ring.
Let the hammer ring.
Oh, there won't be no more.
and let the hammer ring. Why don't you bring me a drink of water and let the hammer ring? Why don't you bring me a drink of water and let the hammer ring? Oh, well, a poor Duquesne, call and let the hammer ring. Oh, well, a poor Duquesne, call and let the hammer ring. For he's the number one driver, let the hammer ring. I don't believe he can hold him, let the hammer ring. I don't believe he can hold him, let the hammer ring. Why don't you drop him down together, let the hammer ring. Why don't you drop him down together, let the hammer ring. I'm gonna pull my hammer, let the hammer ring. I'm gonna pull my let the hammer ring. Oh, well, my partner's got worry, let the hammer ring. Oh, well, my partner's got worry, let the hammer ring. Oh, well, he worried about it, baby, let the hammer ring. Oh, well, he worried about it, baby, let the hammer ring. I can't tell nobody how to let the hammer ring. I can't tell nobody how to let the hammer ring. Oh, well, drop them down together, woo! Let the hammer ring. Why don't you drop them down together, let the hammer ring. I'm gonna cross the big valley, let the hammer ring. I'm gonna cross the big valley, let the hammer ring. Oh, just to cool my hammer, let the hammer ring. Oh, just to cool my hammer, let the hammer ring. Oh, black Betty's in the bottom, let the hammer ring. Oh, black Betty's in the bottom, let the hammer ring. Why don't you call a little bottom, let the